I think he's got pretty good sense. Where he didn't have good sense was in the first Bay of Pigs invasion. But by and large, I think that lately he has taken a line in Cuba, which is, how shall I put it, the least of the evils with which he was confronted. Situation in Berlin was somewhat different in its practicalities. And if we have to depend all over the world on defeating communism by war and threats of bombs and ruining mankind, we'll lose. I believe it's possible in the long run to defeat communism, or what's bad in communism, a good deal better without this everlasting appeal to military answers. As for Vietnam, I don't want communist expansion, but I sit here ashamed at the support we've given no better man than Diem. I am ashamed to live in a country that feels that it's obliged to support a man who has so provoked his own people that you have the record that the Buddhists are making against him, not the communists. But I want to acknowledge here the debt that I'm sure many of us feel for the ingenuity, the skill, the courage, and the relative success that Negroes are already winning by their application of Gandhian methods to the United States. It's a real achievement. And after all, they're a minority, and violence could be used adversely. You can't do anything, hardly, in a large way without some danger. I think the danger is small, and I think in the long run the danger is less. When you can plan so great a march as is being so carefully planned, I know something about it, as this march, you are giving a natural and appropriate outlet to people who've got, in self-respect, to have an outlet. And I am very hopeful, I'm almost confident, that unless there are some white Nazis or something of that sort, it will go off in orderly fashion. We don't just live in the United States, we live in a world. We're very much the richest nation in the world, even if our riches are badly distributed. We live in a world two-thirds of whose people are on a borderline between hunger and starvation. Now, I don't think that you will end that by relief of a breadbasket kind, though that may sometimes be necessary, and I believe in birth control and all the rest, but I believe we have the same moral duty to help the world rise that we have to help people that we know here at home to rise. That takes brains, and I don't say that every well-intentioned plan is good, but the principle of aid I believe in very much. I would disapprove of some of the kinds of aid we've given, especially I disapprove of giving military aid of a second or third-rate kind to second or third-rate people in parts of the world, Latin America, for instance. But in general, I think that we have won, not lost, in spite of just criticisms that can be made of the method. I honestly think that we're in a better position in the world on the whole than if it hadn't been for this aid. It's certainly true that we're better because of the Marshall Plan. It's certainly true that we're better because of the help we gave the Japanese. I was in Japan shortly after the occupation was withdrawn, and I had rather an unusual chance to talk to a great many people. And I remember the newspaper editor of one of the greatest papers who spoke so warmly how we were the only people in history who had ever saved a conquered enemy by the money we spent to keep them from starvation. I was in the Diet building being told what was the matter with America by a lot of Japanese, and one interrupted himself to say, "But I will say you saved us from starving." And a voice in the back said, "Yes, and we wouldn't." I am not for trying to stop automation. I think we'd suffer in the long run. I think it is right to control the rate of automation. We have to provide re-education. We have to strengthen our schools. Because one of our troubles is this. Although automation and other factors produce a great deal of unemployment among dropouts from school and the rest, there are lots of jobs that aren't being well filled. They say that we need 140,000 more teachers. A man named Aaron Levenstein, in an interesting book, Why Men Work, gives some amazing figures of the real need of people who've got the right education. There are answers that we can get, only we have to get after them.